Chinese novelist, playwright, and critic Gaosheng Chen won this year's Nobel Prize for Literature, the first Chinese writer ever to do so. In the wake of that award, his 1990 novel, Soul Mountain, has just been published in English. Alan Chews has a review.
The narrator of Gaosheng Chen's huge and sometimes difficult modernist novel about the contemporary Chinese soul is an unnamed minor writer, as he calls himself. A month before the story begins, the time is somewhere in the mid-80s, he's diagnosed with a deadly lung tumor, and then several weeks later is told that the tumor has disappeared. Off he goes on a life-affirming quest across rural China, ostensibly searching for a place he's heard about in a casual conversation, a place off the maps called Lingshan, or Soul Mountain. By train, by bus, by boat, on foot, the narrator travels deep into the remote mountains of southwest China. He sleeps in caves and filthy, smoky hostels and gives us an ethnographic study of ancient Chinese tribal customs and rituals still practiced by villagers in these remote landscapes. He celebrates the vitality of rural life against the background of the bland central government, and by means of dozens of encounters, some real, some imagined, with sensuous women and difficult men, maps his own troubled interior geography. In translation, Soul Mountain resembles something like a masterpiece. Toward the end of the book, an imaginary critic tells the narrator, "You've slapped together travel notes, moralistic ramblings, feelings, jottings, untheoretical discussions, unfable-like fables, copied out some folk songs, added some legend-like nonsense of your own invention, and are calling it fiction." Whatever name you want to put on it, this book, if you have the patience to stay with it, will carry you great distances.
The book is Soul Mountain by Gaosheng Chen. Reviewer Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.